Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great event coming up for October, so you got some time to get ready for it, but you got to get yourself registered now. Joining us in studio with the details about the Stratford 5K run and walk for the local community food center, we've got Dan Rajagopalan along with Matt Smith in studio with all the details. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. So let's talk about, again, just a reminder for folks for this event for October 6th. This is a great community event for the local community food center. What's it all about here?
Well, we have our 5K for our third year. It's a 5K that starts and ends off at Upper Queen's Park. And this year we're going to have an expo the day before on October 5th. So it's going to be a fantastic day. We're going to have vendors, people from local gyms, coaches, physiotherapists, chiropractors. Just local vendors, and it'll be a great day.
So that's happening the day before the race. Where's that taking place?
That's going to be held at the local community food center at 612 Erie. And usually we do that for kit pickup. So packet pickup. So this time we thought, why not, make it more of an event?
Yeah, that's a great idea. So again, this is the Stratford 5K run walk for the local community food center. Let's talk about the actual event, how that works for October 6th. How does that work?
Yeah, so October 6th, our race is at 9:30 a.m. And we have a kids race, as we did the last previous 2 years, at 8:50. And last year was fantastic. We partnered up with Rio Thompson, and they gave out treats for the kids when they finished. They loved it, and we had some fun medals made for them as well. So all kids who finish receive a medal. And then the big race at 9:30. We start at Upper Queen's Park, heads down to William Street, and then around the lake up to Tom Patterson Theater, and then back to Upper Queen's Park.
And I remember for last year, that was just a perfect day for that, and it was so great to see all the runners and joggers at Upper Queen's Park. It was an amazing event.
Yeah, so fun, and thank you very much for coming out and calling out the runners. We had a blast.
It was so much fun. So again, you can register now. It's not too late by all means to register now. In fact, you got some reduced rates and things like that going on too. Matt?
We do up until the 15th of this month, reduced rates, and then they go up again to Dan?
They go to $40 starting the 15th. So, get your registrations in now. You can go to stratford5k.com. There's a link there to go and register.
Yeah, and we highly encourage groups to come out. Please sign up a team. Come out. Last year we had some great teams that got dressed up and provided a lot of extra energy, which was great both for the kids and for the other runners in the 5K itself.
Yeah. And speaking of which, you're encouraging first responders to take part.
That's right, we are. We're trying to get first responders to put together some teams, and then if we have enough first responders or teams, what we'll do is put together maybe a trophy for them, which will be fun. Another thing that we're doing this year is we're doing a fundraising challenge. So depending on the amount that you raise, we'll have prizes for participants.
And that's both for individuals that do individual fundraising, and then for teams as well. There'll be two separate categories there. So, please do what you can. The local is a great community hub, really. Brings so many people together for something they really desperately need. So,
absolutely. The amazing place, the local community food center out on Erie Street. And we also should mention, really trying to make it a fun day for the family. There is reduced entries for young people. Is that
right? Youth under 17. We're trying to encourage more youth to be more active, get out and do 5Ks. So we thought, let's try to get them out of the kids race. They've sort of aged out of the kids race, so we reduced it to $20. Hopefully more youth come out, and we do have prizing for youth. We have top prize, I guess, for youth under 17.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the great thing about the Stratford 5K run walk for the local community food center. You just feel a part of a great community event, and there's great. It's just great recognition for taking part in something like that, which is so cool.
It is. It is.
Well, and we really strive and are trying to make this as professional as we can as well. So we've had some very fast runners in the past, but everything is chip timed. Everything, you get a shirt, a medal that comes when you finish the race as well. So it's a local fun run per se, but it does have definitely a professional kind of flair there where
it sure does.
Things are chip timed and that's something that you can keep. And if you're getting set for the next big run that you're going to have, that's a great quick, fairly easy 5K that you can take on.
Yeah, and picturesque course at Upper Queen's Park and along the Avon River. And a special shout out for Herb Transport on this.
That's right. Yeah, they're our title sponsor this year. They've supported us every year from day one. So this year they wanted to be a bigger part of it. We were thrilled that they're partnering with us.
All right. So again, it is not too late by all means to get registered. And we should remind you, it's best to register now because there is a price increase starting July 15th. But this is for a great cause. This is the Stratford 5K Run Walk for the local community food center. Mark it down for October 6th so you got some time to train and get ready for it. And it's all happening at Upper Queen's Park. Again, for the local community food center. What a place.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind you that, you know, it's not just runners. We had many walkers last year.
Oh, yeah.
They just wanted to come out, support the cause. So it's really a run walk. And, you know, for $30, it's a great bargain. You got a medal, T-shirt, professional photos, and the race is timed.
You can't beat it. So, again, we'll pass along the details. Let's pass along the website one more time. There's
Stratford5k.com.
Perfect. A great website. Get you all the details. We'll share it on our socials and with MyStratfordNow.com. Dan Rajagopalan along with Matt Smith with the Stratford 5K Run Walk for the local community food center, October 6th. Be a part of it. Dan and Matt, thank you so much for the details.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jamie, for having us.